Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姐妹。
Thank you so much for having me here today.
谢谢你们今天邀请我来这里。
And today I would just like to testify to the goodness and faithfulness of God in my life and His work in the nations.
我今天就是来这边来做见证, 神在我身上的, 龙美, 神的恩典。
And yes, I will have a PowerPoint that will eventually load.
我会有个PPT, 让大家来看一下。
Yes, and I think a lot of you guys will know me by my parents, who are sitting in the front row.
我相信你们都认识我, 因为我的父母你们都知道。
But I would like to start this story at the beginning from my perspective.
我会分享一下关于我的一些故事。
So I grew up in this church.
我在这个教会当中长大。
So maybe not in Kellyville because this building we have not met in for that long.
所以不是在Kellyville，是在Auburn。
But as you can see by these pictures, actually that picture over there on the far right hand is me as a child at a family conference.
右边的那个是在我在一个家庭营里面的照片。
And growing up in the church, I had a very strong sense of, you know, like, okay, every Sunday we have to go to the meeting.
作为一个在教会长大的孩子，你会有一个很强烈的感觉，星期天你一定要去教会。
And maybe some of you have that as well.
可能弟兄姐妹有这样的同样的感觉。
In my childhood, I was actually quite upset about it.
在小孩子的时候，我觉得这个是让我很困扰的一件事情。
Because my dad wouldn't let me go to my friends' birthday parties.
So don't, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以可能周天的时候有聚会，所以爸爸就不会让我去朋友的那个生日的聚会。
And I just felt like, oh, so unfair that I have to go to the meeting.
所以我觉得这很不公平，因为我不能去那个生日的聚会。
But I grew up as a very normal child, I would say, like a very, I had a very normal experience for someone who grew up in the church in a lot of ways.
所以我觉得我像一个很正常的一个孩子，就是在教会里面这样的长大。
And I think especially in this culture of a church, I had actually never once thought of missions ever in my childhood. Yes.
所以我觉得好像在这样的一个背景的教会长大，我觉得好像没有一个任何的一个。 It's like a task.
Oh, no, 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 as in, I've never thought about 宣教.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
那种宣教的那种，在这样的教会的背景里面，没有，从来没有提过要宣教的事情。
In my mind, like, missions was like a different world completely.
So, 那个宣教对我来说就是好像一个完全不一样的一个词。
It's like, oh, very special and different people from long ago.
就像好像以前的话，就是非常特别，非常的艰难的那些人。
And very removed from my personal Christian life.
跟我在基督徒的生活完全的不搭边的。
And my understanding of being a Christian and living the Christian life was that, okay, I'm going to go to the meeting on Sunday.
我对基督徒的理解，或者对信主的理解，就是要去聚会。
And, you know, my life outside of church would be quite normal.
我在教会外的生活也是很十分的正常。
I would graduate from school.
我接受教育，我读书了，我毕业了。
I would, one day, I would get a good job.
我可能有一天我会找到一个好的工作。
I would live a comfortable life, hopefully.
我会有一个很舒适的一个生活。
And maybe at work sometimes, I would mention to my co-workers that I was a Christian.
可能有一天我会跟我的同事说，我是一个基督徒。
And maybe just like invite them along to church sometimes if there was the opportunity.
可能会邀请他们。 可能会邀请他们来教会来聚会。
And then maybe I would go to some conferences or events of the church.
所以我也可能会去一些特会啊。
But that was kind of it.
那可能基督徒的生活就是这样子的。
Oh, but of course, there would of course be times of prayer. You know, I have to pray before every meal.
所以我可能也会在吃饭前也会有些饭的祷告。
And I would, you know, read the Bible if I could remember every day.
我也可能尽可能的也会去每天都读圣经。
And this was the life that maybe I envisioned for myself as a Christian.
所以这个可能是我对基督徒的一种生活的理解。
And I'm going to tell you about how this all changed.
我要告诉你我的改变，什么时候的改变。
And one part of the change is one of the reasons why I went to Japan.
一个改变是为什么我会去日本。
Go to the next slide. And it's funny because, you know, I didn't, you know, feel this massive, you know, voice speaking to me, or like I was praying one day and heaven opened. I did not have an experience like that.
我从来没有一个经验说看到好像一个很大的声音来告诉我，或者是我有一个很特别特别的一个意象来告诉我。
Not at all. Actually, the reason why I went to Japan is that I watched a movie.
我去日本的原因，宣教的原因呢，是我看了一个电影。
So I studied Japanese in high school.
我在高中的时候有学那个日文。
I had already, you know, watched a lot of anime and being familiar with the language, so I continued doing it until year 12.
我就高中的这个阶段，直到十二年，我一直都在学日文。
And in year 12, I went on a very short exchange.
所以我在十二年级的时候，我到日本去呢，有做一个交换生，很短很短的时间。
And for me, this was going to be a fun trip.
这是一个很有趣的一个行程。
But actually, God used it to open my eyes to something that I never thought of seeing.
神透过这一次的交换生的经历，让我打开了我的眼睛，让我看到以前我没有看见的。
Because up until then, my idea of the church was Auburn, or my idea of the church was the meeting that I had grown up in.
在那个之前呢，我觉得我所有的感觉，基督徒就是在 Auburn， 就是在这里。
Like I never really thought beyond that.
我从来没有想比这个更远的更大的一个地方。
And as God gave me opportunities to speak with my host family about my faith.
当我住在那个地方的时候，寄宿家庭的时候，神给我机会让这些寄宿家庭能够来讲我的信仰。
And I came to a shocking realization.
我有一个很非常的震惊的一个发现。
Because one night after we had just talked about values and, you know, my faith and where I stand in a lot of things.
就有一天晚上我跟这寄宿家庭的人在谈价值观，谈我的信仰的时候。
My host sister asked me, oh, how do you become a Christian? Do you fill in a form or...?
有一个寄宿家庭的女孩子来问我说，哎，你怎么成为基督徒呢？你是需要来签一个什么的表格吗？
And it just struck me as, wow, there are people who completely don't know.
这真的让我很大的震惊，因为我觉得怎么有人竟然连基督徒这个做基督徒这个事情都完全的一点知识都没有呢？
Because I grew up in the Western world where everyone has some idea of the church, Jesus, what it means to be a Christian, even if they reject it.
我生长在西方的世界，我觉得很多的东西是这边的人是对基督徒会有一点点的认识，即使他们不接受的话。
So to go to a country where, a first world country even, where, you know, you could tell people, and yet people just didn't know.
你很难想象你去一个这么发达的一个国家，但是呢，这样的国家里面的人，他们竟然对教基督徒，他们完全的没有认识。
And that was just so shocking to me.
这真的是让我很震惊。
But I went home with this shock.
短暂的停留在日本做交换生，我就回澳洲了。
And what actually changed, what actually moved me past this shock was the movie that I then watched.
真正的让我能够来更多认识的话，是关于一个电影。
So after I went home from this exchange, the movie Silence came out.
有一个电影叫做《沉默》。
It's based on a book, which is based on a very real part of Japanese history.
这个电影是从一本书拍的，从一本根据一本书拍的，然后这个也是一些真实的故事。
And it's based on a period of Japanese history that not very many people know about.
那个时候也是很多的日本人他们不知道这个信仰。
And that is that there was a period of time where Christianity, well, right now, like just to contrast, right now there are less than 1% Christians in Japan.
现在在日本只有1%的基督徒。
Less than, yeah.
还没到1%的基督徒。
And with that current statistic, you would never guess that there was a time in history where there were more Christians in Japan than in any part of Asia.
你可以想象在《沉默》这个电影里面，他说的是有一段的时间是日本有很多很多的基督徒，那个时候。
Yes, and why? And then it talks about this period of history in this movie in which Christianity is being very systematically and intentionally forced out of Japan. Is being very purposefully persecuted out of Japan.
Okay. 所以呢，那个时候基督徒是有受到逼迫，很大很大的逼迫，在那个这个电影拍的时候。
And what they would do is that at first they would kill the Christians.
首先他们会杀基督徒。
But then they found that that didn't work very well because all the Christians were willing to give their lives for their faith.
所以他们会杀基督徒，但是他们觉得这是没有多少效果的，因为这些基督徒真的是很愿意全心的来信主。
And then they thought of a better idea, and that was let's get them to publicly deny their faith.
所以他们又有一个新的一个诡计，就是他们要让这些基督徒在众人的面前呢，来否认耶稣。
So it was very cruel in that you know they would torture you, and just be like we can let you know as long as you just say that you don't believe.
他们会折磨这些基督徒，他们会直到他们能够在众人面前来否认基督。
And this movie, Silence, is about the last two missionaries, this is a fictional setting, that went to Japan during this period of time.
他就说到，这个电影就说到是两个的那个宣教士，他们那个时候到日本去。
You know, it's just a movie.
这只是一个电影。
And yet, in just this movie, God struck me so much.
这个电影就，神就用这个电影给我很大很大的冲击。
Because like, I watched this movie again recently, and what struck me again so much was that the faces of the Japanese people who were waiting for this good news, who wanted, had such joy and hunger for the things of God.
我最近也在看了这部的电影，但是我觉得这部的电影是说到那个时候的日本人是非常的对神的福音是非常的饥渴，非常的渴慕的。
And when you see, when you get a sense of that hunger and that thirst for the things of God, you almost can't unsee it.
你真的很难去看到有这么的对神的信仰，有这么的饥渴的这样的一群人。
And I felt God had opened my eyes in those moments.
我觉得神就因此打开了我的眼睛。
That it's not just about Auburn.
就不只是把眼界局限在 open 的这个教会。
But there was so much more to his kingdom and so much work that he was doing even beyond and so much work that still needed to be done.
他的国真的不只是局限在 open， 他的国还有很多，所以也有很多的工作需要我们去做的。
And I felt so frustrated watching this movie because you could see how hungry these Japanese Christians were.
我也觉得就是很给我很沮丧的是这些的日本的基督徒是对神的信仰是多么的渴慕。
And yet, the struggle of these foreign missionaries because they could not speak the language.
那但是这些的宣教士，他们有一个很大的问题是，他们不懂得讲日文。
And they did not understand the culture there.
他们也不懂得，不明白当地的日本的文化。
And you could see how much it held them back.
所以你知道，就真的没他们就受到很多的限制。
And I remember watching it and feeling so frustrated and thinking, if only they knew Japanese.
所以我就觉得说很沮丧，就是如果他们能够当时能够来能够来知道会讲日文的话。
And then as I was thinking that, I thought, oh, I can speak Japanese.
然后我就想到说，哎，我可以讲日文。
And I think it was in that kind of moment that I was like, oh, I can go to Japan.
所以在那个时候我就有一个的想法说，哎，其实我也可以到日本去。
So that's the first reason of why I left, is my eyes were open to a need that I had never seen before.
所以这个是也是第一个原因，我为什么要离开澳洲去日本，是因为我的眼睛被打开了。
And the second reason is on the next slide.
第二个的原因是。
And it's a line that was, that I heard when I was in the youth group.
有一句的话我看到在 youth group 里面。
That sunk deeply into me that I could never forget.
所以这句话也是影响我很多。
And was how I wanted to live my life.
所以这也是给我鼓励我能够去想要去活出这样的生活。
So this is the line. It's a part of a long poem by C.T. Studd. It's a part of a poem.
一首诗。
第一部分。
Okay. 第一部分的一首诗。
And this is the last line in that poem.
这是最后一句话在那首诗里面。
So it's only one life, 'twill soon be passed.
我们只有一生，只有一生命只有一次，很快的就会过去。
Only what's done for Christ will last.
只有为主所做的才会永恒。
And when I am dying, how happy I'll be.
如果我死了，我将会非常的开心。
If the lamp of my life has been burned out for thee.
如果我生命的灯是为他来点燃的。
And I think a conviction to live by this has gripped me all these years.
所以让我能够来愿意的来在这里面愿意的来照着这句话来生活。
And the conviction is that if I truly believe the things that I say I believe,
如果我真的是愿意的话，照着我所相信来生活的话。
Then what should my life look like?
那我的生活应该是怎么样的呢？
I sing of such high truths when on Sundays in the meeting.
我觉得我看到非常好的一些的道理在我们的聚会中。
We hear the word heralded from the Bible. We say all these things in these discussion groups.
我们会谈论，我们也会来交通在我们的小组里面。
And in a lot of ways, like the thing that we're saying is this very thing.
我们也会来谈论这些的东西。
The next slide. Is that the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
所以我们是不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
So if I truly believe this,
我们真的是相信这个吗？这句话吗？
If I truly believe this, then what good is like my good job that I will have one day?
所以如果我们相信这句话的话，这是一个
Like if I were to get a good job, what good is that?
Okay, 就是好像你得到了一个很好的工作一样。
Like what? Is there any point of having lots of money?
你觉得很好吗？如果你很多的钱的话
，Like what good is there to have a prestigious or good job？
如果你觉得你在一个工作当中受到很大的尊重呢，有一个很受人尊敬的工作呢
？Like what good is that truly？ All these things that we spend so much time on。
如果你花一个很多的东西在很多的时间在一个事情上
that we put our whole life into,
你把你所有的整个的生命都放进去了
like, if we hold that against what we say we believe,
如果你把你觉得这些好的东西跟你所相信的这些东西你来做一个衡量的话
then how does it all measure up?
那你觉得哪一个更重哪个轻呢？
And this was my conviction.
这个是我的一个想法。
That I believe that, like the verse said, this life will soon pass.
我相信这个。
None of these things are forever.
我相信这像刚才那句话说的，生命是会过去的。
And the only thing that truly matters.
有一件事情是非常非常重要的。
Is our pursuit of God and His kingdom.
我们要追求神，然后他的国，追求他和他的国。
In which case, I don't need the good job.
我不需要一个很好的工作。
If I was going to focus my attention anywhere,
那我会注重在一些的事情上面。
Then I should focus it on His church.
然后我要把精力注重在他的教会的里面。
And God had opened my eyes to this need in Japan.
神打开了我的眼睛，看到了日本的需要。
And so I decided that after I graduated from university.
所以我决定了，在我大学毕业的时候。
What better thing to do?
我要做一个什么样子更好的事情呢
？Than to lay everything aside and go after God.
把所有的都放下来，然后来专心的来侍奉神。
And so I went to Japan.
所以照着这个原因，我到日本去了。
And the next slide. So I went with an organization called One Mission Society.
我去的那个宣教的机构叫 One Mission.
And you know, I didn't think about it too much. I just prayed.
我没有想太多，我只是祷告。
And then I googled missions Japan.
然后我就在网上搜索，然后呢，日本宣教。
And opened the first three links.
然后就打开了前面三个的这些的链接。
And ended up going with OMS.
然后呢，有一个机构就跳出来了。
And you may know this because the founders of this organization wrote Streams in the Desert Place.
所以这个机构的那个创始人呢是好门夫人，就是可能大家读的那个《荒漠甘泉》的那本书的作者。
Yes, and so, 3 years ago,
三年以前
in the next slide, I came to Japan, to a place called Higashimurayama.
我到了日本，然后呢，到了一个日本的一个地方。Sorry, is it red
one? Higashimurayama.
就在红色的那个地方。
And before I went, I didn't know pretty much anything about where I was going.
当我去日本的时候，我真的对那边没有什么太多的认识。
But then I arrived.
当我到达那边的时候。
And God provided for me there.
神就让我在那边。
In that foreign land.
就
Yes. And these are just some pictures of my neighborhood that I live in.
所以这个就是我住的那个地方的邻居的一些旁边的一些照片。
So the red circle is my house.
那个红色的那个圈圈呢是我住的地方。
So OMS has over 100 years of history in Japan.
那边有100年的历史。
OMS, yes.
OMS.
And therefore they have a campus there for us to live on.
所以他们有给我们一个住的地方。
Yes. And it's a little bit on the countryside because look, you can see them growing cabbage.
所以你可以看到是他们我住的地方是在一个比较乡村的地方。
And this is the 他们有种菜。 And this is it's snowing.
下雪。
And the cherry blossoms blooming.
所以就有个
烟花。Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And next slide. There was a seminary next door as well, for the seminary students.
有一个的神学院在旁边。
That OMS had originally established.
所以 OMS 是是 build it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. OMS 是建立的这个神学院。
And yeah, so this is my neighborhood.
所以这是我住的地方。
And the thing that I started doing as soon as I arrived, or soon after I arrived, was, the next slide, English classes.
所以这个是我接触了一些人，是英文的一个英文班。
And for, I'd say, many, many years in Japan, maybe decades even.
很多很多年以前。
For decades, English class ministry has been one of the main outreach activities in Japan.
所以呢，英文的一个宣教的这样的事工呢，在那边已经了很多的年，很多年在那边了。
In general, because a lot of Japanese people want to learn English.
所以很多的当地的日本人，他们很想学英文。
So, especially as you can see here.
所以你可以看到这些。
Japan has an aging population.
所以日本是一个老龄化比较高的一个社会。
And all these people are retired, so they have lots of time.
所以他们这些老人家他们都退休了，所以他们很多的时间。
And they come to learn English.
所以他们就过来学英文。
And in that, we hope that they would begin to see the Christian God as well.
所以我们也盼望他们能够来遇见耶稣。
So for these English classes that I started teaching had continued for more than 30 years.
所以在这样一个施工已经持续了快三十年的时间。
And in a lot, like, and in this whole process, new missionaries have come and gone, and it's a long process.
所以有新的人来有一些人也走了。
And what followed in this coming year was a lot of change and reform.
在最近这几年呢，有很多的在这个机构，我们在的这个机构有很多的改变。
Of we need to reconsider what we've been doing.
所以我们重新的思考我们要做什么。
And not only just continuing what we've done for many, many years.
所以不是只是照本宣科的照着以前的这样的一种步骤来走。
And I think that's been a blessing because it can be very easy to continue doing something and just continue doing it forever.
如果照着前人他们做的事情一步一步来走，其实是很简单也很容易的。
Like there's lots of benefit in doing things that have been done the same way.
所以跟着他们的就非常的得到很多的益处，也很简单。
But at the same time, there's great benefit in continually praying and reevaluating. The situation and changing.
所以其实也现在也是更好的是能够去重新的来思考，重新的来定位我们要怎么做。
And so, with the next slide, we've had new team members. So, in the last 2 years, our previous field leader, who was in his 70s, retired.
所以我们有新的一个成员加入，因为呢，那个老的一个 team leader 他已经退休了，他就离开了。
And like the previous generation of missionaries above me.
所以在上一代，我上一代的这些的宣教士
are all retiring because they're in their 70s.
所以他们都退休了，因为他们都超过70岁。
So we have big houses and lots of space.
所以我们房子就空下来，有很多的空位。
And it's empty and there's no one in them.
所以就这个房子就很空了，没有人住了。
And right now, all that's left is these people.
所以我们有新的成员加入。
So the field is very small right now. The mission field in with our.
所以现在就人多了，然后就空间就反而小了。
Not actually, there's not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 所以就还是没有多少人。
Yes. But yes, this is our new field leader.
所以这是我们新的一个的带领的人。
Yes, her name is Kylie.
她名字叫 Kylie.
Okay, next. Next slide.Yes, and there's been a lot of physical change and reform as well in all this.
我们也对这个房子有一些的装修。
Not only are we as OMS really thinking about how we should change in how we bring the gospel to Japan.
我不是只是想我们应该怎么样子改变，然后带什么东西给日本。
But there's also been physical change and reform to these buildings.
然后我们也想怎么样去来重新的装修 改变这我们住的这个这个地方。
As preparation for a new generation.
就为新的一代的宣教士来准备。
And something that's been so encouraging to me in this all.
所以这也是很让我得到鼓励的一个地方。
Is that we've had a lot of short-term mission teams from America come.
我们有很多的美国的弟兄姐妹会过来做短宣的工作。
And in this short-term mission, they're not there to look cool or do anything flashy.
所以他们不是来这里就来 look cool, 就是是come here for fun。
Yeah, come here for fun.
他们不是只是来这里玩玩而已的。
And see if they can say some big words in front of people.
然后他们不是要看更大的一个世界来来看看这个世界怎么样。
But instead, they come to really serve.
然后他们真的是过来要来服侍的。
Because we have brothers and sisters in America who they hear that there's a need in Japan.
所以当这些美国的这些弟兄姐妹他们听到了在日本的这样的一个需要。
And they have families and they have jobs.
他们的工作他们的家庭。
But they can look at what they do have.
然后他们就看他们有什么。
And they say, oh, well, I have these two weekends.
他们就看到我们有这两个的two weekends, 两个的周末。
And how can we use that to serve the people in Japan?
他们就想我们可以怎么样用这两个的周末来服侍这些日本的当地人。
So they come to Japan and help with the construction efforts.
所以他们就来日本来帮助我们做这些一些这些装修的这些事情。
It's not glamorous and it's hard work.
不是很简单的工作。
But they're not doing it for the eyes of man.
他们也不是只是来看看而已。
And it's so encouraging.
所以这是给我很大的一个鼓励的地方。
And it also is so encouraging in that.For the first time, I'm meeting Christians from all around the world.
所以这一次让我有机会见到来自世界各地的基督徒。
And to see that this connection of, oh, we serve the same God.
所以让我们看见说，让我看到说，我们在服侍同一个的上帝。
And that instantly draws us together.
那这让我们能够来联系在一起。
Yes. Another thing.Is that we have a large campus.
所以我们有这个宣教的地方是一个有很大的一个地方。
Yes, and not a lot of people.
但是没有多少人。
And not a lot of money.
但是也没有多少钱。
And a lot of work to do.
但是又有很多的工作要做。
And so it's been a time of great learning.
所以这也是给我一个机会能够来学习。
So part of the learning that I never expected is to do yard work.
所以呢，我从来没想到我要去做这些割草的工作。
And to learn how to do finances.
然后呢，要去做一些会计的工作。
But again, it's not about what's most glamorous or what's, you know, the coolest thing to do.
所以这我不觉得这个是一个很非常的很有趣的一个事情去做。
But it's about what's needed.
所以这个是因着这个机构的教会的需要。
And to step up to fill a need.
所以就站出来，能够去去摆上，能够去供应这样的需要。
Next slide. The other thing that we have, so we have a very large campus, and part of what that campus brings us is this sports ministry.
我们有我刚才说到那个场地很大，所以呢有运动的地方，所以我们有另外一个服侍，就是服侍这些来运动的孩子。
So a lot of children from the neighborhood will come after school.
所以当这些旁边的这些孩子他们放学了之后。
And they will come play at the sports court.
所以他们会来这个球场来打球。
And in that, like we build relationships with people in the community.
所以我们借着这个机会，我们跟当地社区的这些人建立了关系。
And share Jesus with them.
然后我们也跟他们来传福音。
Yes, and something that I've been very much learning in all this.
所以从这里面我也学习到的是。
Is that it doesn't have to be like a perfect program.
所以我们不需要是一个很好很好的一个这样的很完美的一个项目。
Like you have to have like a child come.
所以你有孩子来。
And immediately you have to sit them down.
然后你要让他们坐下来。
And then immediately start talking about sin.
然后就告诉他们主题。
A sin.
Oh, 罪 OK 你要 跟他们说你们有罪
The cross, the resurrection
然后呢十字架然后呢十字架牺牲
And then if you don't manage to get everything in oh, you failed
然后如果你没有讲到这些的话那你就不及格
It's not like that
这个不应该是这样子
Well, it doesn't have to be like that
这不需要这样子
Even in just the conversations of everyday life
所以你们我们是跟他们来聊一聊关于他们每天的生活。
In these small everyday moments and everyday struggles, to see and to introduce them to a higher hope and a different way.
所以我们通过这样的方式来来告诉他们一个希望，给他们一个不一样的一个路，不一样的看见。
And we've also further started a youth ministry because of that.
所以我们接下来我们就有一个青年人的一个服事。
But please pray for this because it's been such a struggle.
所以呢，请为这个的这样一个服事来祷告，因为这是一个蛮不容易的服事。
To start to tell people who have completely no foundational understanding.Of these things.
所以你要跟这些孩子，他们完全的对这个信仰没有任何的知识。
Of like, what does it mean to pray?
所以他们问为什么这个祷告到底是什么意思？
What does love mean in the Bible?
所以圣经里面说到的爱到底是什么意思？
Like when we talk about God, who is He really?
所以当我们谈到神的时候，但是神到底是怎么样的一位神？
Like all these things are so foreign.
所以 这些都是不容易的。
And the other thing is that to pray for is please pray that we will also come to know their families.
所以另外一个也是为祷告的也是他们的家庭。
Because a lot of these children, they come to the sports court.
所以很多这些孩子他们来到这个运动的地方。
But we never see their parents.
但是呢我们从来没有见到他们的父母。
And we can tell them about Jesus.
我们想 you wanted to tell.
We tell them about Jesus.
The kids.
Yeah.
我们跟这些孩子聊关于耶稣的事。
And we have kids who are willing to believe Jesus.
但是有些孩子呢，很感恩，他们愿意的来相信主。
But like even in the joy of all that, it's a hard disconnect because they're children and their families don't know.And how do we then like approach that situation?
所以为这个事情祷告的是他们跟这些孩子来传福音的，来孩子有些想信，但是跟家庭跟他们的父母没有很多的联系。
So please pray that we will start to know more and more of their families.
所以请为这个事情祷告，让他们能够来跟这些父母有更多的接触。
And the other thing that has been so surprising to me.
所以另外一件让我很惊讶的事情
is that there's actually a lot of Chinese people in Japan.
但是很多的中国人也在日本
And a lot of Chinese people who are hungry for truth.
所以很多的在中国的这些在日本的这些中国人，他们对真理也很渴慕
Who are so open and hungry for the gospel.
所以他们对福音是非常的渴慕，愿意来相信。
And yes, like God has brought these, actually both of these boys who are getting baptized are Chinese.
所以这两个图片上受洗的这两个他们是年轻人他们是中国人。
One of them came by the church and wanted to know more about God.
所以一个孩子他们来到教会他说他想要更多认识神。
And then he believed and then he brought his friend.
所以他相信了，然后他也把他的朋友带来教会。
And his friend believed as well.
然后他的朋友也相信了。
And we see, and same with the children earlier.
像之前的这些孩子一样。
You know, this boy in year eight.
In the eight.
Year eight.
哦，这些孩子在八年级的时候。
He brought his friend.
And then, 这个孩子呢就把他的朋友也带过来。
And we see that's how it is.
我们看到神在这样奇妙的做工。
We have this joy, and we want to share it with those that we care for and love.
所以我们我想要把这样的喜悦来分享出来。
Like our faith and our joy is not some secret.
然后呢，我们这个喜乐不是只是一种秘密的不能告诉人的。
It's just between me and God.
然后只是我跟神的一个关系。
And maybe just between me and the church.
然后只是我跟我教会的这样的一个分享。
No, it's like a joy that flows into all areas of life.
所以这样的喜乐应该是要跟所有人能够来分享。
So next slide. Is that God has also provided so many friends for me.
所以神也为我预备了很多的朋友。
And a mutual strengthening in the faith.
很多的 mutual.
That we strengthen and encourage each other.
Okay,
in the
我们
faith.
彼此的鼓励来，彼此的来学习。
Yes. And friends who have more friends.
朋友还有更多的朋友。
And another prayer point here is, please pray for these Japanese Christians.
另外一个我想请求大家代祷的是为这些日本的基督徒来祷告。
Because it's so hard for them to share their faith.
所以对他们来说是非常难来跟别人来传福音。
Because it's very much like, you know, this is me at church and it's private.
所以他们好像过的一个生活是这个就是在教会里面，这个是我自己的一个生活。
But then me in work is completely different.
所以呢，他们只是教会这样子，但是在工作的地方，他们会完全的不一样。
Or, you know, I can't talk about Jesus with my friends. I can't.
所以在外面的时候，在教会以外的时候，他们觉得不应该去谈论耶稣。
So please pray for courage and for comfort for them.
所以请弟兄姐妹为他们来祷告。
So next slide. And the other thing that's been happening is supporting the local church.
所以是当地教会的一些的支持。
And this is actually the thing that I feel most called to in Japan.
所以这个也是我
feel most called to.A burden that God's given me.
Oh, okay, so this is my 另外一个的负担
Yes, and that is one. That is how do we, as a church,
所以我们是一个教会
learn to love each other.
学习怎么样去彼此来相爱
and know and pursue God more.
我们一起来学习怎么样子更多的来追求神
How do we learn the truths in the Bible?
我们如何的来学习圣经的真理
？So that it's not just becoming more knowledge in our head.
不是只是在头脑里面的知识。
But how does it sink down and change us?
就是这些的真理能够成为改变我们的那些的真理。
And I've been so convicted in a very small gathering that I've been part of.
所以我在一个很小的聚会里面，我受到了触动。
So like picture this, it's maybe seven people.
只有七个人的一个聚会。
It's very small.
非常的人数不多。
People show up almost out of obligation.
每个人他们都有自己参与的那一部分。
Socially distanced sometimes still. Sit maybe like 1 meter apart.
Okay, so COVID time.
No, even now in Japan.
Okay, 所以他们有文化，就是大家都坐得比较远一点。
Wear mask.
他们会戴着口罩。
And then leave as soon as the meeting finishes.
就聚会完之后，他们就走了。
And looking at this congregation and working with this congregation.
所以你跟在这样的一个聚会的当中
，where everyone just feels tired and discouraged.
你会觉得他们这样的一种行为，你会觉得是蛮累的。
Where they feel like they know both everything and nothing at all.
他们没有带任何的东西来。
They feel like they understand everything, but also nothing.
Okay, 他们觉得他们明白了，但是其实他们没有明白。
And in this, how do we change the culture in this congregation?
所以我们怎么样去改变这样的一个聚会的这样一种氛围呢？
So it isn't just a building that we're meeting in and then leaving.
所以只是要改变这样一种聚会的这样的地方吗？
How do we instill in this people that we are the body of Christ?
怎么样子让他们认识到我们是基督里面的身体呢？
And we ought to love each other.
我们如何去彼此相爱呢？
It's not just, oh, yeah, like, yeah, me and this person, we go to the same meeting.
所以不是只是说，哎，你跟我来到同一个的聚会。
And like, oh, sometimes when they do that, I'm really annoyed.
所以如果有时候这样子的话，我也觉得不舒服的。
And, you know, like, oh, yeah, we pray together, and then we go home.
然后我们有时候在一起祷告，然后我们就离开了。
And I never think of this person pretty much any time else.
然后你不会再去想到这个人了。
But that's not what we've been called into.
所以这不是我们来被呼召来做的事情。
Because we are the body of Christ.
所以我们是基督里面的身体。
And there's so much more of a joy and mystery here that we haven't tapped into.
所以我们还有很多的这些的这样的喜乐，这样的一种服事，我们还没有去做到。
And part of it is that we don't actually care for each other or care to know each other.
所以我们真的有彼此来愿意的来彼此关怀，彼此的互相的来认识吗？
And instead, we're more concerned about how other people see us.
我们常常会觉得别人怎么样子看我们。
Oh, I need to look very spiritual.
我要觉得我自己要活出来是一个很属灵的一个状态。
I need to look like I know everything.
然后呢，我要表现出来我是一个什么都知道的是一个什么都知道的人。
And in that not being real,
但是这个不真实。
You're actually focusing completely on yourself.
你这样子是在自己在把就是以自我为中心。
And not at all on the people around you.
但是呢，你没有去看到周围的人。
If all I'm concerned about is how good I look.
所以你所有的关注点就是那我这个人怎么样子。
Then I don't actually care about this person's problems.
但是我没有很非常的去关心这个人他的问题在哪里。
I just care about me looking good in front of them when I talk to them about the spiritual ways they can deal with these problems.
所以我只是想专注的是我怎么样子我怎么样子好，然后呢，在他面前来讲一些属灵的话。
And I think that is a deep tragedy.
所以这个是非常的
sad.
Sad. 这个是非常的让人难过的事情。
Because there's so much more to be had in the body.
所以其实在身体里面我们应该做的更多。
And you know, it doesn't always come naturally.
所以这应该是一个很自然的一个状态。
Sometimes it takes effort.
但是呢，你也要学习怎么样学习，然后要去努力的去做到。
And the effort of asking people, going out of your way.
所以你可以去问问这些你周围的人。
Laying down self.
然后把你自己放下来。
And choosing Jesus.
然后呢来信靠主。
But it's so worth it.
但是呢，这个是很值得的事情。
Because that's what the church is for.
因为这个是教会的目的。
It's not just a place that we meet together.
所以不是只是说我们来，然后来来一个的聚集。
But it's a place where we encourage and love each other.
然后呢，真的是表现出来我们是彼此的关心，彼此的相爱的。
And this is so much what needs to continue to happen in the church in Japan.
所以这是需要日本的教会一直的能够来学习的。
Yes. And next is that actually halfway through this year,
在今年年中的时候,
I felt so held back by my Japanese language. I felt like it was hindering me, like a barrier.
我觉得有一个的障碍在、
yes.
我的日文里面。
Because I could not communicate deeply enough about Christian things to my friends.
所以我发现我不能用日文很深的来交流关于信仰的事情。
And this is a deep problem.
所以这是一个很大的一个问题。
So actually I've spent about the last 5 months.
所以我用了5个月的时间。
Really focusing on studying Japanese.
所以我很努力的来学习日文。
In such a way that it would be able to build up and edify.
所以希望这样子能够来增进我的日文。
And I think this is a worthy pursuit, not just in Japanese language.
所以我觉得这个是很值得的事情。
But also in learning to communicate with each other in a way that we can mutually understand and benefit from.
所以我可以跟他们来交流，能够来给他们带去更多的益处。
Yes. And next, I just wanted to share like a few things that I've really been learning this year.
所以我要还有几样的东西我想跟大家一起来分享。
And the first thing is not to fear weakness.
不要感觉软弱。
不要害怕。
不要害怕软弱。
Yes, because I think in the Chinese culture,
在中文的中国人的文化当中
that I grew up in. Yes. 在我成长的这个中国的文化中。Face is a very important concept.
所以面子是很重要的。
Yes, in that, like, yes, face, don't want to lose face.
所以我们不想要来丢脸。
Need to look good in front of people.
所以我们想要在人面前我们是有一个有面子的。
And therefore weakness is horrible.
所以呢没有面子或者是觉得很软弱是一件不可以的事情。
And even if I am weak, it needs to be packaged in a very spiritual way.
所以呢如果我是即使我是软弱但是我也要把它包装起来是一个很属灵的一样的这样的一个样子。
Because my face is very important.
所以我的面子是很重要的。
But God has really broken that in me.
所以神就在这上面做破碎的工作。
Because again and again, God has put me in situations where it's embarrassing, I'm stretched, I'm failing.
所以神就让我在这样的环境当中学习，能够打破这样子的一种面子的这样子一种文化，让我遇到一些尴尬的事情、难堪的事情。
Because God does not need our face.
所以神不需要我们有这样的面子。
And instead, God works in our weakness.
所以神呢会来在我们的软弱上他有他的工作。
In that in our weakness we learn that God is reliable.
所以当我们在软弱当中的话我们能够学习神是可依靠的。
And he is faithful and he does come through.
所以呢他是信实的他也能够来帮助我们的。
And you don't learn that if you never fall down.
所以你如果你没有跌倒过你从来不会这样学习。
Or if you always try and be like, oh, no, I'm actually not weak, I'm perfectly okay.
所以你如果总是觉得说哦不会的我很强壮的我不会软弱的。
So yes, I'm learning that weakness is good.
所以但我学习到一点就是软弱其实也是好的。
Because weakness turns us to God.
所以这样的软弱让我们来转向神。
It helps me truly see God.
然后让我们能够真实的能够认识神。
And experience him.
然后来经历神。
And his power and his goodness.
能够得到他的力量。
Yes.
恩典。
The other thing is about being self-conscious.
所以另外一个事情是自信。
Self-conscious.
Self-conscious. 自我意识。
In the sense that very like telling someone about Jesus, oh, very nervous, very awkward.
所以当你在跟别人说到耶稣的时候你会很紧张你会觉得很奇怪。
Like it's very awkward, I don't know what to say.
你会觉得很奇怪你不知道怎么说。
Oh, I need to get it right, oh, I missed out that part.
然后呢你觉得我好像没有讲清楚。
But I think what God has been teaching me more and more.
所以神也透过这些事情来教我。
That yes, there are times that we have to speak clearly.
所以是的，这个时间你有机会的话，你要把这个福音讲清楚。
But it's our life that is the testimony.
但是我们的生命其实是一个见证。
And part of our life being the testimony.
在我们生命的一部分，见证的一部分呢
？Means that you are a Christian in every single situation.
所以你 作为一个基督徒，你的见证是在你的生活的每一个的部分，每一个的生活的里面。
It's not just, oh, on Sundays only I talk about God.
所以不是只是在周天你来聚会的时候你谈论神。
But at work on Mondays, God is helping me there.
所以你在周一的时候，你上班的时候，你也能够来看到神来帮助你。
And I don't have to hide that from my coworkers. Of oh, actually, it was me. It was me who gave me strength.
这个不需要我来向我的那个同事们来隐藏。
Because I think sometimes we almost like install a filter to our words.
我们好像就一个。好像一个过滤的一个，
我们会去过滤
我们的
speech 言辞，
所以我们会过一种生活，就是好像在周天的时候，然后是一种状态；周工作的时候是一种状态。我们好像会过滤我们的词。
Like, oh, I can't use any of the church language with my work friends.
所以在工作的地方，你就头脑里面你自己过滤一些词，你就不去刻意的不去说那些词。
Can't glorify God with them because they don't understand.
所以我不可能去荣耀神的，因为他们不明白的。
But I don't think that's true.
但是我觉得这个是不对的。
Because I think that we are the same Christian, the same follower of God in all of those situations. And my secular friends or my non-Christian friends should know that my strength is coming from God as well.
所以我其实这个是我们每个部分都是要都是来在神的当中。然后呢，其实对这些同事、对这些朋友来说，他们也应该知道我的力量是从神而来，神给我力量来过每天的生活。
The other thing that I've been learning is Christian community.
所以另外一个让我学到的是基督在日本的这些当地的基督徒的团体。
So with my coworkers.
我的这些的同事们。
Who are also my friends.
他们也是我的朋友。
Usually your coworkers and your friends are sometimes separate.
所以有时候你会发现你的同事跟你的朋友其实他们是不一样的人。
In the sense that, oh, I don't like you at work, so I don't have to deal with you.
所以我可能不需不
after work.
我可能在工作完之后我就不需要跟你在一起了。
But in this situation, my coworkers and my friends, my teammates, we pretty much live together and work together all the time.
所以我的这些的朋一起服侍的这些伙伴跟我的朋友，我们都是在一起在同一个的机构里面一起来服侍的。
We have lots of conflict.
我们有一些的冲突。
We have disagreements.
我们有意见不合的时候。
And yes, friction.
有一些的摩擦。
But in all of this.
这些所有的事情
I have truly tasted the joy
我真实能够尝到那个的喜悦
of Christian fellowship
然后呢能够看到里面也有基督徒这种交通的喜悦
in the sense that people who will hold you accountable to the things that you say you believe
真的是有 so is it God or in you can't give you comfort
your friends
所以你的朋友会让你能够更多的来认识，让你能够更多来认识主。
Yes. And friends who will point you to God always and encourage you and strengthen you in God.
Okay. 所以这样的一种交通里面呢，能够让这些朋友能够来指出来能够来帮助你，能够来更多来认识神。
Yes. And the last thing.
最后一个事情我要分享的。
Is really tasting and seeing the goodness of God.
所以真的是能够感受到神他的良善。
I think previously I had a very strange image of Christian service.
所以之前我有一个对基督服事有一个很不好的一个印象。
In the sense that I just thought that like you know it's about suffering only.
所以我觉得服事主就是一个的受难。
Where one day I'm going to be in prison.
有一天我可能会被关到监狱里面去。
And in prison, even though I don't see the goodness of God,
所以在监狱里面，如果我没有看见神的那个良善的话
，I'm still going to believe it.
所以我仍然的会相信。
Like, I had this impression that when I went to Japan, things would just be all suffering for some reason.
所以当我去日本的时候，给我一个感觉印象就是我要去受苦。
And in my head, it was like, oh, Christian life is suffering.
所以在我的头脑里面说啊，基督徒这种服事就是一种受难。
It's like carrying the cross.
就是要背起你的十字架。
And it's all just going to be hard work only.
真的是可能会是一个非常难的一个工作。
And even then, I'm going to serve God.
但是呢，即使这样子，我仍然的要来侍奉神。
But I think God has really opened my eyes to His goodness and kindness in my life, and that life isn't about like the Christian life is actually joy.
所以神就打开了我的眼睛，改变了我这样的一种观念。他就让我看到服侍神其实是有喜乐的，能够看到神的那个良善，神的那个荣美。
It's not a hard walk only where we clench our teeth and force our way onward.
所以不是只是好像一种很难很艰难的一种工作。
It's actually so much joy and goodness.
是一种一个很有喜乐的一个的服事。
And I think it's something that should be clearer in our witness.
而且呢，这是一个很好的一个见证。
In that people should look at us as Christians.
所以当人看到我们是一个基督徒的时候
，and see the joy of following God.
所以可以看到这样的一种喜乐，当跟随神有这样一种喜乐。
And not the weight of chains and rules. 而不是。
不是一些锁链。
Yes. So yes, thank you for listening to the ways that God has been working in my life and in Japan.
所以谢谢你们听我来分享神怎么样子在日本的这样的一个服事。
Thank you so much everyone here for praying for me and for encouraging me and for supporting me.
所以非常感谢弟兄姐妹的带导，然后你们的鼓励。
And for your care and your love for the church, not just here in Kellyville, but even far away in Japan, these brothers and sisters that one day we will see face to face before God.
所以真的不只是 Kellyville 的这个聚会也有看到日本的这些的聚会，有一天我们也会来面对面的来见面。
So please continue to pray for them because there's so much more work that needs to be done.
所以希望弟兄姐妹想到能够来为这些的人和事来祷告。
And may it all be done unto the glory of God.
然后呢，我们真的能够来所做的能够来荣耀我们的神。
So, thank you very much.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。